WildTalkRadio.com.
I have one question for everybody here tonight.
Are you ready?
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
Now, I put no stock in what any man thinks, only what I know. And what I know is this: the result will be just like the first time. I will put him 6 feet under. Game over.
Featuring Sir Rockin.
I am talent. I am fame. I am music. I am the air you breathe. I am everything.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
The reigning, defending, undisputed Universal Champion is back on Monday Night Raw. His name is Brock Lesnar.
Ooh, some people were pissed about this.
Yeah. Yeah, some people were.
What are we talking about this Thursday, by the way? Just in case anybody's curious.
Thursday. This is the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. I am Sir Rock, and that is Lindsay Ward.
Like I said, people were pissed, and this wasn't, and I think the most pissed is obviously Seth Rollins. He's clearly the most upset by this occurrence, because, well, it was his title.
It was his title that he had lost, as everything went full circle as Brock Lesnar cashed in on Seth Rollins to regain the Undisputed Universal Championship at Extreme Rules. And Paul Heyman bragged about it. He tells people the truth and people want him to lie instead, and he told us also. He told us, if you boo yourselves for not listening. Heyman said that he told the company that Seth Rollins would not be defending the championship at SummerSlam, and nobody listened, as they needed to find a new contender for Brock Lesnar. And since he has some stroke around here now, he would be in charge of finding an opponent for Brock Lesnar at SummerSlam. Brock is not an easy guy to negotiate with. So, we will have tonight a cross-brand Top 10 All-Star Battle Royal to determine who will be victimized at SummerSlam. Those entrants in the Ultimate Battle Royale experience will be Seth Rollins, Randy Orton, Big E, Braun Strowman, Cesaro, Rey Mysterio, Baron Corbin, Sami Zayn, Bobby Lashley, and of course, Roman Reigns. He also talked something about Seth Rollins' manhood as well. So yeah, that's what we had to open up Monday Night Raw. The setting the table for what's to come in the main event in a battle royal. Good stuff.
Very good stuff. I liked the cheeky little comment from Heyman about having the stroke. That was really, really, really nice.
It's the elephant in the room, I mean.
It is. The fact that he's like, he's booking the show. He's appearing on TV. Brock wins the title last night. You know, behind the scenes, in reality, Heyman is the executive director of Monday Night Raw.
So he has a little bit of a stroke.
He just has a little bit of a stroke. And if you don't know what that means he runs the damn show. So it just was a really cute, cheeky comment that Heyman makes alluding to the elephant in a room. So I really liked that. But the way that they set this up was good. Very enjoyable. I mean, Heyman is just Heyman on the mic. You can't touch him. You really can't.
Yeah. So that was one thing set up. We'll talk about who wins the Battle Royal here in a little bit. But let's get through some of the matches that happened on the show. It was 2 out of 3 falls, 6-man tag team match. Getting the Ricochet and the Usos taking on Robert Roode and the Revival. The first fall went about a minute, and then...
Wait. Before we actually get into the match...
Okay.
I just have to say one thing to Mrs. Bobby Roode. You did God's work by getting rid of that stash. Thank you. We are all super appreciative of that. Thank you. Okay, now you can talk about the match.
Okay. Then the Revival got the second fall, and then Ricochet got the third fall. After the matchup, the Club came down. They brought Ricochet splashed on top of them. They all brawled. Club and Revival brawled with the Usos. Everyone was brawling, but in the end, it was a magic killer to Ricochet, leaving Ricochet down and out.
They're just light picking on Ricochet. AJ just can't deal with the fact that Ricochet's prettier than him.
I mean, yeah, that's the thing.
I mean, clearly that's it.
Ricochet was not done tonight. He came out during the Club versus Lucha House Party. He got into it with AJ Styles, and they had to be separated.
We had an Adam Pearce sighting.
We did. The Club ended up defeating the Lucha House Party.
In a really good match. It was really entertaining.
Very competitive.
I mean, it's like, that's the thing is, it's like, you know, the obvious point of this was that Ricochet comes out and beats up AJ Styles, but they actually had a really nice, good long match with Lucha House Party that was pretty fun. Yeah, I mean, it really was, so I can't complain about it that much.
Mike Kanellis was scheduled to fight Zack Ryder. Maria was like, I'm going to fight, but you can't. You're pregnant. So Mike Kanellis lost in 14 seconds.
Which is kind of not fair to Mike.
And then Maria said that her unborn child had a better chance than Mike Kanellis.
I'm not sure I'm crazy about this.
No.
I'm not going to lie.
And here's the thing. He's more serious on 205 Live, and here they're making him a joke. It's weird.
I'm not sure why they're doing this to him. I mean, I get they've got her playing a baddie, and that's fine, but I'm not sure you want her insulting the father of her unborn child like this. Even if it is sub-reality and not real and all this other stuff, it just, yeah, I don't know how this feels.
Cedric Alexander upset Drew McIntyre tonight.
I laughed.
If you're gonna hotshot Cedric, a win over Drew is a nice start, but he'll probably get beat down next week.
Probably, but I mean, you know, clearly, it was the whooping that The Undertaker gave to Drew that, you know, caused this to happen.
Mm-hmm. Viking Raiders won a squash match. No shocker there.
Okay, but I really liked the little promo that they did. I love how they shot them in the back.
Mm-hmm.
That was really well done. I didn't so much like the growly voice that Roe was doing, but I liked everything else about this in terms of how they were presented.
Yeah. It was good. We also had a number one contender's fatal four-way elimination match for the shot at the Raw Women's Championship. The four contenders were Naomi, Natalya, Alexa, and Carmella. Go ahead.
I was a little offended by this because Becky Lynch showed up and they're like, oh my God, she's here. I can't believe she's here after last night. Just so everybody's up to speed, we're going to talk more in depth about this on Thursday. But Becky Lynch took the end of days from Baron Corbin last night. And so they're like, oh my God, she's here. I can't believe she's here. Why wouldn't she be here? She's fine. A little bit of a limp, but she's fine.
She's fine. She's totally fine. Alexa eliminated Carmella. Natalya eliminated Naomi. It came down to Natty and Alexa. And Alexa tapped out.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning it is Natty versus Becky at SummerSlam.
Which is a really interesting choice. I don't think it's a bad choice. I don't know how I feel about it. Like, I'm happy for her naturally because Natty is awesome. But it's just like, huh. Okay. All right.
It was interesting. I thought it was going to be Alexa. LeMans goes, why not Sarah Logan? Well, she's not ready yet. Ruby Riott is out injured. Nikki Cross just got a SmackDown Women's Championship match. So, I mean, they've been pushing her, and her story with Alexa is far from over. So, don't worry about her.
I think they're trying to figure out what to do with Sarah Logan. And I think the eventual course for her will be she ends up with the Viking Raiders in some capacity because she's married to one of them.
Mm-hmm.
But they could have her on her own. But at least to get the point across with her, because she's doing the whole Viking gimmick too, it would just make sense to have her with them. I mean, I'm happy. I will say this. I am happy that it's somebody that has not been in the title picture a lot recently. Natty always deserves a chance. So that's really, really good. And also Canada.
Yeah, it's Toronto. So the man had something to say to her friend. Becky said Natty knows she's hurt, but she's always comes to fight. Becky said if she thinks she's going to wrestle her friend in her home country, she's got another thing coming. She said Natty career needs something. Well, she's it. She said one thing she's learned through all this is that she's a better in war than in love. Natty said she must be not very good lover then. Bitch.
Natty, honey. Please don't talk crap about that. We've all seen Total Divas. We know, okay?
We know your problem, Sue. She said she was going to pull the greasy mop off her head and the horseshoe out of her ass and beat her down in Toronto. I like the promo.
It
was good.
It was really good. It was kind of odd with Natty being that aggressive because she's typically, like, not. But I liked it. This was fun.
So we had Miz TV with Miz and Dolph Ziggler. Dolph was
interviewing your best friend, mm-hmm. 101.
Talked about him being a company man and how if he's mad about Kofi or Kevin Owens. And he's like, no. But he asked Miz, why has he become such a company guy with a rally show? And then, you know, you're not even from Long Island. I mean, You're not even from Hollywood. You're from Cleveland. You're from a gritty season that city that has something to prove. He claimed Miz has become everything he once hated, and he was everything wrong with business. He said he abandoned everything that made him great to seek out fame and fortune because that's all he cared about. And the same goes for his wife. Boom. And there you go. They brawled, and then we got broken up and went
Ziggler got thrown halfway down the ramp because you do not talk about Maurice ever. Like that.
So there you go. So one of the themes throughout the night was Drake Maverick and his quest to consummate his marriage. They had a hotel room. He was staying under the name Mr. 24/7 champion or whatever it was. And when did you know it? R-Truth showed up. And he was at the hotel. He was trying to find him. And then we get a shot as the last thing. So we get a shot of the hotel room. And Drake's laying on the bed with the title around his waist, and it looked like he was wearing nothing underneath the title. Thankfully, he was. And then they got some room service. His wife was there. Then the waiter pulls off his outfit, and he's wearing a referee shirt. And then R-Truth was hiding there in the cart. We had a near fall. And then on the second leap onto the bed and a roll-up, R-Truth became your new 24/7 champion.
I laughed way too hard at this. I mean, this is not the first time we've seen this. This will probably not be the last time we've seen this, but it's been a long time since we've seen this.
I love this stuff. This is great. Yeah, it's perfect. We'll see how the adventure continues with Drake and the Truth. Then you had your main event. It was the all cross-brand top 10 all-star battle royale for the shot at the Universal Championship featuring Seth Rollins, Big E, Braun Strowman, Bobby Lashley, Rey Mysterio, Roman Reigns, Randy Orton, Cesaro, and Sami Zayn. Big E doing the big ending to Strowman was cool.
That was impressive. That was very impressive.
So it was down to Rollins, Strowman, and Reigns in the ring. Strowman and Reigns were battling by the ropes. Seth Rollins, after taking an inadvertent spear, ends up getting back up, knocking both men to the floor.
Okay, before we get there, I just want to talk about this real quick. When Roman hit the spear, this was a nice touch because you have Strowman and Seth struggling. Roman goes for the spear. Strowman throws Seth in front of the spear and Roman hits it. And the second Roman comes up, it's, oh, shit. Literally, that's what he says.
Yeah.
About it. Mm-hmm. And he just looks entirely distressed that he's done this to Seth because he didn't mean to. I mean, it's like eventually if it comes down one-on-one, you're going for Brock. Yeah, they're going to fight. But I think Roman and Seth were purposely trying not to get near each other unless they absolutely have to in the hopes that they weren't going to have to fight each other. But I think, you know, it's like deep down the story is they're both going to get there, right? And they're both going to have to fight. So when this happens and Roman hits Seth, he's like, oh, crap. And it distracts him long enough for Strowman to get hold of him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, thankfully, you know, Seth's okay because the next part is Roman and Strowman are fighting on the ropes. Roman's on the outside. No.
Roman and Strowman were fighting. Rollins got back up, eliminated both men. Out of nowhere came Randy Orton, who was still in the match as he got thrown through the middle rope. They started fighting. Seth eventually hit the stomp and tossed Randy out to win the Battle Royal, as now he got the Victory Royale and is headed to SummerSlam. And then you had a promo between, as Heyman did the ring announcement for Seth Rollins, talking about he'll be being victimized and conquered. Rollins basically reiterated everything Heyman said, but in reverse order, how he'll become the next reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion. And then he challenged Brock to a fight, and yeah. So, that was everything that happened in the Battle Royal.
A nice little war of words there between Heyman and Seth to add a little fuel to the fire. So, yeah, very, very well done.
So, I think that's it.
Yep, that does it. Nothing else happened. Absolutely nothing else happened on this show. Good night, everybody!
Wait, there was one other thing. Samoa Joe battled Finn Balor, and Samoa Joe won in 2.5 minutes. Samoa Joe attacked Balor after the match, but Finn fired back up, ending up hitting the dropkick and the coup de grace, and then Finn Balor was left standing.
Yep, and that was it.
That was it. That was right.
The show ended after that. Nothing else happened. Nobody else showed up.
Wait.
You keep saying wait. No. Nobody was there. I don't know what you're talking about. There was nobody there.
Wait. So we heard his music. His music was playing, and then it sort of slowly trickled off, and the lights started flashing, and they went out. And then you hear some fighting going on. And the lights start flickering back on, the spotlight in the ring, as a fiend is in the ring, hitting Sister Abigail. And then all you heard was laughing as everything went dark. That's right. Yowie Wowie, Bray Wyatt, has returned to Monday Night Raw.
Okay, so I'm going to talk about the positives of this, because as everybody knows, I am not a fan of this. I will freely, wholly admit this, that I'm really not on board with it. The way they shot this, the way that they presented this was really well done. It was really cool. I loved the horror lighting effect that they did while Finn and Bray were in the ring. Because when they took the lights down and they made it dark, instead of just bringing the lights up like they normally do after somebody does a spot like that, they sort of did this like strobe, spinning lights, horror, haunted house type lighting effect on Finn and Bray that just absolutely made the Fiend look epic. It looked terrifying. It looked everything it needed to look. And then once you got a look at him with Finn doing the Sister Abigail, beating him up, then the lights came up and you saw the full thing. But for the initial presentation of it, you just get that really freaky effect on him. So that was really, really, really well done. They've also done some work to the Fiend mask because it fits his face a lot better than what it did, I feel like, on the pre-shot stuff. Because I think this one is actually more made to be wrestled in, whereas I think the other one was just strictly TV, maybe. I don't know. But not a fan of the pants. Do not like the pants at all.
The pants aren't good.
Pants can go.
Here's something. And this was a great thing they did. This happened at 9 o'clock, right?
Mm-hmm.
They replayed it twice throughout the night. So they were trying to show the importance of Bray Wyatt returning to Monday Night Raw. Bray Wyatt making an impact. And they clearly made it clear Bray Wyatt is here to terrorize everyone in WWE. They made sure to say it. Corey and Michael went back and forth reiterating the same exact line over and over, right after each other, that Bray Wyatt is here to terrorize WWE.
Which is what you want.
Mm-hmm.
That was always the failing with Bray prior, was he's this horror character. He's supposed to be frightening. He's supposed to be terrifying. Everybody in the company should be afraid of him and what he's capable of doing because of who he is. And from day one, you never, at least on the main roster, you never had people be like that with him. I think the only person that really was like that was maybe Miz.
Daniel.
And Daniel, like a couple have done it where it's like they sold the fact that you're supposed to be afraid of Bray Wyatt. Xavier Woods is another one. Can't forget Xavier Woods. He did a wonderful job with it. So the fact that right off the bat, we're basically saying, you need to be afraid of this guy. You know, Bray Wyatt is back, but he's worse than he ever was before his time off. So like the creepy cult dude, yeah, he was scary, but he really wasn't that bad compared to this, which is accurate.
Yeah.
I mean, it's entirely accurate. So I really like that they did that, that they're trying to put it out there really, really hard, because this is a brand new presentation of the character. He's essentially been repackaged in this format, that you need to be afraid of him. Everybody should be afraid of him. He is here to mess up people. That is his goal here. There's nothing else. So he's scary. He's terrifying. He's frightening. He's all the right keywords that they're using here for him. I just hope when it comes time for him to more interact with superstars in a non-fiend format, that people are still wary of him. People still are a little afraid of him because that fiend is inside of him, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. To anybody, you know, because it can come out at any time. But I'm a little reserved on it. Like, I'm very happy he's back. It's awesome that we got to see him tonight. I want to see what they do for the everyday character. And what I mean by that is, we're not going to get the fiend every time. That's going to be probably something very special that we see in very limited doses. Presentation. Mm-hmm. Because you want to keep it special.
I kind of want to see Yowie Wowie. It's Stone Cold Steve Austin. We won't get that quote, but that would be funny if we did.
We could.
We could.
We don't know.
We could.
So,
because next week is Raw Reunion.
Yeah, next week is Raw Reunion. I mean, if you're ever going to do Bray Wyatt, Bo Dallas, and IRS in the same scene, it's this show. And now with the Bray Wyatt character, you can't actually get away with it. But I want to see what the everyday presentation of the character is. I want to see if it's going to be more, as I like to term it, Prozac Bray, where he's what we saw in the Firefly Funhouse, or if there's going to be some kind of, like, eventually in between, where we have both Prozac Bray and the Fiend come together to make one person. Because right now, as I told Rock, is very much a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But towards the end of the Firefly Funhouse, especially when the Fiend started coming out more, you saw that tweener of the two. So there's almost like there's a third personality that's there, but it's not as strong as the other two. So it's anybody's guess what he's going to do. But the good thing is everybody's talking about it. It was received extremely positively by the TV audience, which is what you want. He got a holy shit chant out of it, which is great.
Oh, it was great. It was received very well. So
that's awesome for him, and I'm super happy for him. And I wish him nothing but success with it.
But that'll do it for the Raw Post Show, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Next week it's Raw Reunion, so all the stars will be out, brother. Oh, hell yeah. Woo! And more. Next week. So we'll talk about it next week on the Raw Post Show. But Thursday night, it's The Rack. We're back live for the first time in like 3 weeks, 2 weeks. We're live Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern. What are we doing?
We are talking Extreme Rules, y'all. We're going to go over the show. We're going to let you know who won, who lost, all that good, happy stuff. Plus all your favorites, news, notes, tweet of the week, NXT, SmackDown. It's The Rack, Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Yeah, Saturday night, midnight edition, another edition of CB Radio. CareerInTheGreatDebate.com, CBRadio.com. There will be a CB Radio Not So Live possibly this week, so you can look forward to that as well. Sunday night, as a part of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, they will be live because it's WTR Fantasy Draft Night. So we'll all be there to do a thing. It's duos in the fantasy draft. Be there Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Did you know, Lindsay, that it's Twitch Prime Day?
Yes, I did. I absolutely did. Today and tomorrow is Twitch Prime.
Where you sell out, days, I guess. Where you could sell out, and you know, right now, if you want it, there's a free trial of Amazon, of Twitch Prime, which means one of the perks is you could subscribe to any channel for free, like this one. Or if you have Amazon Prime, you can link it to your Twitch account called Twitch Prime, and then you can subscribe for free there. And just click the purple rectangular button above the screen right now to see if you have one available. You can also support the channel by using creator code RocketSock in the Fortnite item shop. All right, what do you got?
All right, you can follow me on most of the social medias at Linsward, LNSWRD.
So, like I mentioned, we'll be back Thursday for The Rack. We're back here for the Raw Potion next Monday night, which is always presented by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday for that. Get right back here for the Raw Post Show along the airways of the Wild Talk Radio Network right here at wildtalkradio.com.
WildTalkRadio.com.